For 12723, Reuben and Brenda Wilkinson seek variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Bay Run within the Kennewick Sound subdivision. The 911 address is 37038 Bay Run, Selbyville. Zoning district is MR, RPC. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 346. The applicants are seeking a 3.2-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed four-year addition, a 2.7-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed porch addition, a 14.6 and 1.7-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed attached garage. We have three letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Reuben Wilkinson, 8005 Cameron Place, or Pasadena, Maryland, 21122.
Brenda Wilkinson, 8005 Cameron Place, apartment 207, Pasadena, Maryland, 21122.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. So help my God.
And if you have any exhibits, you can submit them to Ms. Norwood there at the end.
We already submitted.
Question, Ms. Norwood. The 10-foot side yard, that takes into account the small lot ordinance, too?
Kennewick is a RPC, so it cannot have the
small lot. All right. Thank you. I want to clarify that.
Yep.
Good evening.
Hi, sir.
Good. Please go ahead and present your case.
Thank you. And good evening. And again, thank you for your time. Brenda and I are seeking variances for our Delaware home at 37038 Bay Run in Selbyville. Variances we seek are for entryway and for a two-car garage. We purchased our home, Delaware home, 2 years ago and planned to make it our permanent and retirement home. This September, I will retire and both me and my wife will relocate to Delaware as permanent residents. We are seeking these variances due to the unique shape of our property. Instead of the classic rectangle or square lot shape, our lot is shaped like a parallelogram as shown on page 7 of our submitted package and also on the screen. Due to our lot size, shape, and being bounded by the canal and roadway, we are not able to build onto our Delaware home without these variances. Page 5 of our package has an aerial view of our home and a lot placement map. And again, I believe it's about that aerial view there, sir. The homes within our community of Kennewick Sound vary greatly from one another, and we show that on pages 15 of our package. Pages 12, 13, and 14 shows homes of side entryways that face the street similar to our entryway variance request. And page 11 shows pictures of our neighbor's home on our cul-de-sac. As you can see, they all have two-car garages. In fact, a sampling of homes within our community, I counted 100 of the 120 homes with garages, and 80 of those 100 homes have two-car garages. Page 16 and 17 are examples where homes within the Kennewick Sound development have part of their structure close to the road. And at least two of those homes I know of have received variances to build closer to the road. We have shared our renovation designs with our neighbors, and our three closest neighbors have signed letters of support. Those letters can be found on pages 18, 19, and 20 of our package. The dimensions of our design entryway is 4.5 feet by 9 feet. We kept the size to a minimum, only enough to support clearance for opening the front door and enough space for a coat closet. The dimensions of our garage, which is 24 by 22 feet, is smaller than industry minimal size recommendations for a two-car garage. I think that's a vote for yes. Shall we wait for Ms. Norwood?
I think you can go ahead.
Yeah,
if it
it rears its ugly head again, we'll fall again.
I'll start over if you don't mind on that paragraph, not everything. The dimensions of our design entryway is 4.5 feet by 9 feet. We kept the size to a minimum, only enough to support clearances for opening the front door, enough space for our coat closet. The dimensions of our garage, which is 24 by 22 feet, smaller than industry minimal size recommendations for a two-car garage. But the size will allow us just enough space to park two of our four vehicles and also enough space to store our bicycles and hopefully place for my tools. That concludes our remarks. Are there any questions?
Questions from the board?
Did you build the original home?
No, sir.
Okay. It looks like you're removing the existing deck off the back, is that correct?
Correct.
And then you're going to put in a new sunroom and a new deck?
Correct.
In place of the existing deck, and you don't need variances for those?
That's correct, sir.
And then you've got this 5'8" proposed addition to the side of the house and then this entryway.
Correct.
What is the 5'8", what is that addition?
So our current footprint of the home is less than 1,300 square feet. We realized last Thanksgiving when our three sons were there for Thanksgiving, along with my one son's girlfriend and her daughter, that the footprint was real small for having a permanent retirement home. So the intent is to expand the footprint of our home. We were thinking originally of having just going straight up a second level, but as you can imagine, going up and down to our bedrooms is, you know, later in our lives isn't the most convenient thing to do. So we decided let's keep everything on one level, with the exception, if you've looked at the packaging, seems like you have, Mr. Orfo, that we are having a loft bedroom. Having three boys, the wife said, I want to have three extra bedrooms for each of them if they come down at one time.
When?
Not if. Correction.
Can't be optimistic. All right. The additional square footage you're adding on there, is that just like a living room, bedroom? What exactly are you adding on there?
So what we're adding on there is additional footage in the, what we call the front main living area. It's going to be an open concept. We'll have a remodeled kitchen. Again, the home was built in the late 80s. And it's a great home. When we bought it, we didn't have to remodel anything. Everything was great. But again, moving in for a permanent home, the kitchen's dated, the two bathrooms are dated. We want to update those. We want to have a much bigger laundry area, and that's part of what we're doing. Right now, we have the little stackable small washer dryer. So the intent for the front half is to have a much larger great living space, and then of course a larger bedroom and bathrooms.
Okay. And then the entryway, I see where you're making the argument that you need a front-facing door to be kind of consistent with the look of the neighborhood. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, that as well as part of the reason. With the from Lighthouse Road, there's an open area that comes right from the shopping area. There's a small shopping area there, and you can see it in right above our house, our neighbor's house, and then there's a shopping area. And to the left of that shopping area, there's an open field. And what happens is, if you don't mind, this open field, what tends to happen from Lighthouse Road, which is right there, we get a good gust of wind quite often. So the storm door needs to be replaced because it's flown open a couple times. The lower bracket that retracts the door, we've had to replace three of those, and we had to replace the light. So part of the front entryway, by rotating it, will eliminate it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so having the door facing Bay Road is going to help you alleviate the problem of the wind and the rain on that storm door?
Correct.
Okay. So you could say then that the uniqueness of the property, part of the uniqueness is the direction it faces and the wind and the rain it gets.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, that's all the questions I have for now.
Thank you, sir.
Is there any flooding issues? Have you experienced that?
We're kind of fortunate. On the other side, Bay Run is right off of East Stoney, and then on the other side of River Run is West Stoney, and they tend to have a lot of standing water, but we haven't experienced any flooding at all.
Okay.
We've been there 2 years, so
There's been some big storms come through.
Yeah.
We've never had any trouble.
Yeah.
Homeowners Association approval, have you done any of that yet?
So we haven't approached them yet. As you can imagine, if we get the variance, the next step is them as well as permits. But we wanted to wait until we were sure we had the approval of your board.
Sure. Okay.
Your property line in the front towards the road. There's a space in between there, meaning the space from your property to the actual pavement of the road. Do you have an approximation of how much that is? If you look up at the screen,
mm-hmm. Yes,
that yellow dividing line there in
right.
the road.
Just
trying to get an approximation.
Right. On page 7, it doesn't give me an approximation, sir.
Would you venture a guess? Would you say that's 15 feet?
Yes.
About 15. That's what we said mm-hmm. before.
About 15 feet?
Yeah.
15. 10, 15 feet, something like that.
Yes, sir.
I saw that you had some signatures from some people with their approval of this. Are they your immediate neighbors? Or are they the ones that are going to be the most directly affected by
yeah.
this? Meaning 347 and 345, are those mm-hmm. both of those neighbors in?
Directly, kind of diagonal across. So 345
yes.
is Gray and Julie Warrington, and they've given us an approval.
347 is Gray.
That's what I thought I said. 345, this is Mrs. Carol Rickle, and she gave us that approval. Unfortunately, her husband, who helped me about a year ago, passed away. And then across diagonally at 348 is Mr. and Mrs. Scott and Dan Gardner. And we've shared with them our conceptual drawing and explained what we're doing, and they're excited as much as we are.
But the yeah. lot on 345, we talked to them first because they would be the most affected with our porch coming out.
Yeah,
and that's the back of their house, and they had no problems with that at all.
Yeah.
All the steps are included in this, meaning the steps into the side yard there on the one side. This is all the steps are accounted for in this drawing, correct?
That's sure. correct, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
On page 8 of our conceptual drawing, you'll see where it has the entryway and the steps, and we have a small overhangs, so that when you open the door, you're protected from any rain and snow and so forth.
Mr. Sharp?
Yeah, just looking at this, I see, and I don't want to get into a design issue here, but you have your garage on the, as I'm facing the house, the left side, so I guess it's on the north side of the lot, yet it appears there's more of a buildable envelope on the south side of the lot, where if you had shifted it over towards the south side, I would venture to say most of that garage addition would likely fit within the building envelope, or at least you wouldn't be requesting as large a variance. Did you explore that option?
The current entryway, no, we haven't, first off. The current entryway was on the south side, and that kind of made the most sense to have it on the north side of our front of our home, so that you would go right into, when you go in the garage, the current plans is there'll be a door inside the garage that, of course, you can get into your house, as well as the entryway that we showed.
I guess the other question I have then is, you've got this proposed addition, you've got this foyer and the porch, and it seems to me that most of what's going to encroach on the side yard is likely that foyer and the steps, though the porch would encroach less than that. Did you look at having that access point come in that building envelope, kind of in the front corner on the south side there, rather than have it project out into the side?
Well, the bedrooms are there.
Okay.
On the side of the house. And
yeah. So our
Where that proposed addition is going to be bedrooms?
That's actually where the proposed addition is, goes into our living area.
Okay, that long addition?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, one of the things that you have to demonstrate to this board is that it's the minimum variance to afford a lease. So you have to show that you can't otherwise do this without it. That's a standard that you have to demonstrate here. And one of the things I also look at is the rear of your property has a lot of area that appears to be empty. It's not being used in the building envelope. Is there a reason why you're not doing those additions to the rear of the property rather than to the side and to the front?
We hadn't considered that, to tell you the truth, sir. We wanted to have, we utilized being there on the canal. We're very fortunate, as you can see in the display, our neighbors across from the canal, which is on the from the east, have nice trees, and we have trees as well. So we have great shade in the morning, so we can really enjoy that part of our yard. But we hadn't considered going farther and farther into the yard.
Do you have any well or septic there, or is it all public utility?
No, it's public utility. There was an existing well because it was a well, but it's now on public water and sewer, but we still have the ability to use our outside hose on the well.
Ms. Norwood, I noticed on the materials you've given us, and I think the applicants referenced that there were some other variances granted in the neighborhood, and it appears that the lot to the south may have received one. Do you have any information on that?
That's correct. I believe the Reckles received a variance about this time of this year. They wanted to extend their garage. My understanding is the garage they converted from a bedroom, and the depth of the garage was nearly sufficient. The other homes that when I walk our pup, I tend to talk to neighbors because I'm a talkable guy. And I talked to neighbors down on East Stoney, I think like 37081 or 91. And they had mentioned that a couple of them, previous owners, had gotten variances for their homes.
For the garage specifically, because mm-hmm. it was so close to the...
Yeah, looking at the map we have here, and I'm guessing across the way, like Sand Dollar Lane, Clamshell Lane, that's a different neighborhood, right? Or is that...
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
so like on East Stoney Run and Bay Run, there appears that there have been two variances granted, and then there may have been another one granted on East Pond Circle. But we don't have any. Ms. Norwood's pulling up those findings. So.
This is the neighbor.
Yep.
This neighbor here.
Mm-hmm.
Front yard for a garage addition. 2021.
And it was very helpful. He explained the process back about a year ago. Showed us his package and made sure that we understood what was expected.
There are a few, even on our road, that received variances for their driveways.
So on page 17, the bottom picture is one of the homes that they explained they received a variance. And then page 16, again, the bottom picture shows a variance. And I would imagine on the top of page 16, that picture shows, you can see how tight that driveway is with the car. I don't know whether they've received a variance. Intuitively, you just would think it's quite close to the road. And by all means, I'm not saying anything about them per se. I was just trying to show examples. And the ironic thing, again, you know, I mentioned about our shape, of our unique shape of our size of our lot. On page 17, where our architect provided the setback areas, if our lot was the typical rectangle, and if you started in it at the southwest corner, and if that was a typical rectangle, we wouldn't have to, you know, come up before you and ask for a variance.
How long have you owned the property?
About 2 years. We bought it 2 years July. We're very fortunate. Again, you know, we didn't have to worry about doing anything. You know, a lot of times you have a lot of things to do, and we were able to enjoy it for just 2 years.
Was it 2 years? 2020? Because your application says 2021. It says July 15, 2020.
It was 2020.
Okay. 2020?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. We just always make sure the record is clear.
Yeah.
So
appreciate
it.
2020.
Sir, I have a couple more questions, if I may.
Yes, sir.
So this 5'8" proposed addition, am I to understand correctly that on the bay run side of that you're going to have a bedroom? Is that what I was hearing, or did I misunderstand that?
So on the south side of our home, as it's designed now, there's two bedrooms on the south side, which is on the same side that the entryway is.
But when you go in the entryway, that'll be into the living area.
So as you enter from the proposed entryway into the proposed addition, you're going to be entering into main living area?
Yes. Correct, sir.
So if you look to your left towards Bay Road, is that also all main living area?
No, those are all bedrooms.
Okay, so the left side of that then is bedrooms.
Yes.
The right side of that is your main living area?
Correct.
Okay, so that would be why you can't enter into the house through those bedrooms.
Correct.
Exactly.
And so you have an existing entry into your house where the proposed garage is that correct?
No, that's incorrect, sir. The existing entryway is a wooden deck, and it faces the Reckles house.
But I think you mean from the door from the garage into the house?
Yes, I was to understand that you had a door. There's already an existing door into the house where the proposed garage is. Is that incorrect?
No, I'm sorry.
There's not. Okay.
But when we push out the 5 feet, whatever, however many inches, that hallway will push out, and that's where the door from the garage will go into the house.
Yeah.
Okay. So by having the garage back on that corner that you have it in, you're trying to enter into main living area and not into a bedroom?
Correct.
Exactly.
If you pushed it towards the other side, then you'd be entering into a bedroom?
Yes. Correct.
I guess one of the questions I have is, one of the criteria is that the difficulty cannot be created by the applicant. Because you're adding this 5'8" addition onto the side of the house, that's what's pushing your entryway out into the setback, right? I guess my question is this 5'8" addition that's creating the need for this variance for the entryway, is all of this necessary to reasonably be able to use your property?
Yes, for as we move into retirement and make that a permanent home and live in there year-round rather than mostly weekends, the current size, as I mentioned earlier, is about 1,300 feet, and it does get quite tight, especially when our sons are there, and hopefully as they grow with their families.
Well, even us, because we go right into the living room.
Yeah.
And so it's a small space there when we go in.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little bit difficult sometimes to judge on these cases when we get into design, because we usually don't have a floor plan of the house.
Exactly.
We're trying to figure out from what you're describing to us what you really reasonably need versus what you want, because needs and wants are two different things.
Yes. Oh, without a doubt.
Yes. But your understanding of this is that you definitely need this 5'8" addition to be able to reasonably use your property, and you definitely need the entryway with the door facing Bay Road in order to use the property.
Absolutely. And again, you know, for instance, the laundry area is very small. The you know, it's a two stackable, the old stackable where it's small.
There's no room.
The bathrooms are tight, very tight. And the intent is to make them a little bit more livable and more comfortable.
But the way we have to come into the house now, it's right into the living space, and it's constraint, time of space constraints there.
All right, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12723 for Reuben and Brenda Wilkinson?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Amy on the line. Amy, your line is open.
I'm Amy Hollis, an employee with Suffolk County, calling in to test the line.
Thank you, Ms. Hollis.
You're welcome.
Any further questions from the board?
Greg Warrington on the line. Greg, your line is open.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Warrington. Sir, excuse me.
Mr. Warrington, we need to get you sworn in.
This is James Sharp. I'm the board's attorney. Can you just state your name and address for the record?
Greg Warrington, 37044 Bay Run, Shelbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And I believe you, just so that I think you were starting to state that your property is located to the north of the applicant's property. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. You may go ahead. I just want to let you get that in.
Okay. Can you speak now?
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in support of the application. We live adjacent to Reuben and Brenda Wilkinson, to the north. We got Gooseneck, up that area, to the side. We have no objections at all. I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, sir.
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board? At this time, we will close the public hearing for case 12723, Reuben and Brenda Wilkinson, and I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12723 for Mr. and Mrs. Wilkinson for the requested variances, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do think the property has some unique physical conditions due to the location and design of the existing house. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity, and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Mr. Worf, would you be willing to add a condition that they need to have Keenwick's Board of Approval for the project also?
Yes, I'll amend my motion to have that.
If you amend that, I will second it.
Okay.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a motion of 3-0, your case is approved.
Thank you. Appreciate it, gentlemen.
And just to be clear, there will be written findings that are given, but whenever you get your HOA approval, if you get it, you just submit it to the Office of Planning and Zoning just like you did when you submitted your
Absolutely.
Application.
Appreciate it. And again, thank you, and you'll have a wonderful evening.
Next case.